Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I've got the brilliant Marcus Mumford with me from Mumford and Sons, and they're playing Marley Park on the 5th of July.
Now, the sun's out.
Is it?
Which I'm very excited about, hasn't it? I live in the west of England.
Yeah.
And we just get your, like, afters.
I was going to say, yeah, because west of England, east of Ireland, I mean, that's where I am. I could probably see you if I look out my window.
Yeah, exactly.
You
we
shine
just
a
get
torch.
Your storms yeah. as they come through. So it's been wet for a while and the sun came out this morning, so everything's going to be fine.
Oh, that's great news. Well, particularly if you want to play outside in Marley Park in July, you're definitely going to need the weather to be on your side for that one. How excited is the band to be doing this size of a gig again?
Man, it feels, you know, this, as much as we talk about, you know, enjoying playing intimate venues and all that, which we really do, at the end of the day, it's really about days like Marley Park, because to be in Dublin with that many people in the summer with a couple records up our sleeve and some old ones to play people, I mean, it's about as excited as I get for a gig, honestly. So this one I'm, and you know, when we did Malahide last summer, we knew we were also looking ahead to Marley Park, but we couldn't talk about
it,
obviously.
You knew that. We didn't know that because I know you were chatting to Louise from
Today.
So it was
like, that was a lovely warm-up.
Yes. 20-odd thousand people as a warm-up. It's not a bad way to do it. And in the meantime, what's come to light then on top of this amazing show we're going to have is the fact that there's a new album, Prize Fighter, coming out this month.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it's my favourite thing we've ever done.
So I love when people say that. Like, that's brilliant. That is so exciting for us fans.
Yeah, I'd never said that about a record before, I don't think. Or at least if I have, I've forgotten it by now. fog of war, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this one I'm about as happy with as I've ever been with anything we've done. It feels like
Is that writing, or is it the structure of the record, or is it the personnel, or what has made you feel this way about it?
Yeah, honestly, it feels like a sports team when they're doing well. There's loads of different elements that go into it, right? I think pairing up with Aaron Dessner at this moment in his career and this moment in our career was just perfect. We'd already been in the studio. We'd got an album under our belts with Rushmere.
Yeah,
we'd spent different times with different people. And, you know, we were with Pharrell Williams in Paris, with Dave Cobb in Nashville. We've just been kind of exercising the writing muscles and playing together and playing some shows together. So when we came into the studio, we were just kind of like all guns blazing, you know.
Wow.
Everything was firing off. Yeah, it was cool.
And then in terms of, I'm always intrigued about how collaborations come about. Obviously, we've heard the incredible Rubber Band Man with Hozier. But what an amazing, honestly, an amazing record, like the song that you guys just, you blend so unbelievably well together. It's no surprise, I suppose, but it is.
We've known him for a very long time. He's one of my favorite people in music.
Yeah.
It's just the real deal, as you well know, I'm sure. But I mean, you know, with this record, I think our band's always just loved being inspired by contemporaries. And we've been a band about people, really, more than anything else. That's how our band started. You know, our early gigs, we'd have 15 people on stage at the gigs, you know, and we'd play in everyone else's bands. And we were all session players before we became a band ourselves. So the whole thing's always been about people, and we've never really reflected that on record before. But this one, it was just the right time to open the doors. And I think Aaron definitely helped us with that, because watching the way he collaborates with, you know, all the musicians he works with and the artists he works with, whether it's like Bon Iver, Taylor Swift and Anais Mitchell all on a record together. It's just not calculated. It's just like, look, these are my friends. We're making this stuff for fun. If we like it, maybe other people will like it. And it's quite simple, actually.
What a refreshing attitude. Like, and
it's really refreshing. And it's less ego than you'd think it would be. Mm. And there's a spirit of generosity in his work and the way he collaborates with people, which I got a taste of when I sang on that Taylor Swift record that he was making.
Yeah.
And so we just knew going into it that it was the right time to kind of open up the doors and plug back into a musical community that we love. You know, people like Phineas and Brandy Carlisle, John Bellion, all right on this record with us as well, and Aaron.
And then you've got collabs then with Gracie Abrams, Chris Stapleton, Gigi Perez. Like, I saw Gracie Abrams because I took my twin girls. They're 11 now. They were 9, I think, or 10 when I brought them to see Gracie Abrams. And I had heard a few of her songs, but I wasn't really familiar. And then I went, and I was more blown away by her performance live than I think I have been by anything in years. She's incredible.
She's the real deal, you know. And behind the scenes on this record, she was there the first day we started writing it. with Erin, wow. And she knew the thing we were working on. I remember texting her lyrics, being like, what do you think of this? And behind the scenes, the whole way through this process, she was the most encouraging. You know, she's responsible for a lot of this. So when it came to it and we sent her the songs, all of them pretty much like close to finished, and said, do you want to sing on any of them? She picked Badlands and recorded it with Erin, and what she sent back just blew us away. Her sensibilities are... yeah, they're first class. She's the real deal.
Marcus, the last time you were in Dublin, you spoke to Louise Cantlin from our show. She had you using Hurleys and Schlitters.
She's a ball. She's funny, man. She made me laugh. Yeah,
excellent.
She got me dancing, which no one really does.
Yeah, no, I was very impressed. Did the Hurleys make it to any of the recording sessions as a kind of a blow off steam for 5 minutes type thing?
No, I consider that sacrilege to use them as musical instruments, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. You're
right.
You can't
do that.
You're right, actually.
It's framed on my wall, obviously.
Yes, of course. And listen, we know your love of Irish artists, and we're doing a thing at the moment where we're asking people for their favourite ever Irish song. So your favourite ever song by an Irish artist. Listen, you're so plugged into this community. Oh, what would it, I know it's the hardest question in the world, but what really stands out for you throughout your life as a song that you just go, that is the one?
Nothing Compares, Sinead O'Connor.
Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
I know Prince was involved in that, but sure. I mean, that song, that's one of those songs that just stands the test of time, you know. I probably, like, honestly, I'm a U2 fan, like it or not.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think With or Without You might have been one of the first songs I ever learned to play on the guitar. Mm.
With or without you. With or without you.
But I would argue for some of the modern ones as well, honestly. I think C-Mat is doing extraordinary things. I think she's a generational artist. Obviously, our friend Hozier.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really. I think it's quite hard to beat Take Me to Church as an example of like songwriting mastery. You know,
totally
it's a masterclass,
agree.
That song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death. The good God, let me give you my.
I mean, I could go on and on. I've got a lot to, as you imagine, I've got a lot to say on the subject.
But isn't that amazing?
Suffice to say, I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for Irish music. So that's why coming back to Dublin, playing shows in Dublin means so much to us. And, you know, taking every... like, there's no other place in the world, really, where we'll go out after a gig to just go and play more music.
Yes.
In Dublin, you know? It's the only place in the world that, like, when we finish a two-hour show, I still want more.
That's so good to hear. Well,
yeah, we love it.
We'll definitely find a session where you'll be after the Marley Park gig. 5th of July. It's going to be absolutely amazing. War on Drugs confirmed a special guest as well. It's the first time since... is it 2017? Was the last time you were in Marley Park? That kind of era? Was it Longitude?
Something like that. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
listen, we're so glad to have you back 9 years later in a venue like that. It's going to be unbelievable. Marcus, great to catch up. Thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck. Can't wait to hear the record. Prize Fighter out February 20th as well. It's great to talk to you.
Nice one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.